This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
For now, all I have to say is I'm Katie Couric. Thank you so much for watching, and I hope to see you tomorrow night.
He possibly died instantly when the barb hit him, and I hope he never felt any pain.
He desperately believed that all the animals of this world should have space available to them so they can go on doing the jobs they do and giving the wonderment to people that could never see them otherwise.
The estimates for this field range from 3 billion barrels to 15 billion barrels of oil. If it's even just the 3, that would allow us to get 400,000 barrels a day for the next 20 years, which is what we're getting out of Prudhoe Bay right now.
And at the center of so many of the wrong calls, the misjudgments, the strategic blunders, has been the Secretary of Defense.
This debate, in a way, is a blank attack on our president as to his choice and his constitutional right to select his own cabinet.
These are dangerous men with unparalleled knowledge about terrorist networks and their plans of new attacks. The security of our nation and the lives of our citizens depend on our ability to learn what these terrorists know.
What the president is calling the CIA program throughout the speech is really the license to torture and abuse people. And that's what has happened. And that's what he's asking for now in this new legislation.
So today I'm sending Congress legislation to specifically authorize the creation of military commissions to try terrorists for war crimes. My administration has been working with members of both parties in the House and Senate on this legislation. We put forward a bill that ensures these commissions are established in a way that protects our national security and ensures a full and fair trial for those accused.
I'm not aware of any situation in the world where there is a system of jurisprudence that is recognized by civilized people where an individual can be tried without and convicted without seeing the evidence against him.